Good evening. This is Rachel Cohen going live into the microphone, but we will have this out. Today I have Jonathan Kahn, and everybody that listens knows who he is. And joining me, I have JR and Diane. And we're going to quickly do this because Jonathan is worn out. He's at the conference, as you all know, here in Orlando, Florida, Bible Prophecy.
Jonathan, if I can just dive in about Virginia Beach. The Lord called me out to start a Christian television station in Virginia Beach, so while I was out there, I became aware of the 400th anniversary, which was April 29th of 1607, which ended in 2007. And I always, from the interviews that I did in Virginia Beach on the 400th anniversary, I became aware that that was kind of the end of the contract in a sense, and we're in a period of grace right now. And so when I heard you talk about the 408-foot spire or what, on top of the 1776, right? Is that correct? Am I right with that? 1776 plus 408?
Well, no. It's what we're talking about the tower first, so everyone knows. The tower at Ground Zero, which is one of the harbingers in the harbinger. It's the fourth harbinger. But that tower represents America, so it was planned to do 776 feet altogether, including the spire. And so what they try to do is they try to put up the spire on, and was on the day of April 29th, which goes back to the founding of America, which is the first, it's the first structure that was done in this dedication at Cape Henry. This cross is the first one. And then you have the tower, which is almost like the opposite, which is the glory of America and all this. And so here they're building this tower, and they were going to complete it, at least the height, on the same day, April 29th, which goes back to the founding of the cross. The number of, since every foot in that tower represents a year in American history, what I noted is that it was 408 feet, that's 408 years.
Right.
If you take the day they tried to do that, April 29th, 1607, add 408 years, it takes you to 2015, which a lot of things are converging. We don't know, but a lot of things are converging, so that was the note on that.
And the Shemitah, that's the Shemitah, which also is the solar eclipse, right? 2015?
On the day of the Shemitah, the year of the Shemitah, it's the Sabbath year, is, and it's linked to the harbinger, just so people know where it's at, because it has a link to judgment in the Bible. And it's already come twice with America very dramatically in the last two crashes of Wall Street. That's, in the harbinger, it's called the mystery of the Shemitah. But the thing is that, when you're referring to the next one, there is the final day of the Shemitah, is the big day of it. It's Elul 29, and there will be a solar eclipse on that day.
And it will be a supermoon in Israel.
It'll be the new moon, it'll be the moon of Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets. I'm not sure the supermoon, I could be wrong, but I know the full moon of the supermoon is going to be Sukkot, which is 2 weeks later.
You're right.
2 weeks later. But a lot of things are coming together.
Yeah. And if I also may ask you about Revelation chapter 18, and do you see that as a connection with New York and the towers falling?
Well, I see it as... there's a typology involved. I don't believe that New York or America is the Babylon of the final days, where it talks about the seven hills and those things, but as you get closer to that day, you'd expect to see more signs of it. So it's New York and America are, in a sense, they have the mantle of Babylon, the mantle of the world, of the center of the world, of world history, which Babylon has. So you expect to see types of, so there's a typology in it, that it talks about the destruction that comes in 1 hour.
Right. In 1 hour is your destruction come.
And with a trade,
And if I'm not mistaken, it was approximately an hour between when the first plane hit and when both towers fell.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a partial fulfillment, perhaps a foreshadowing of a greater judgment.
Because of the identification of the seven hills and the things, which that doesn't really, I would see it as that, as a type or a shadow of destruction of a great central power.
Yeah, and one thing that Diane has pointed out, it talks about the weeping and the wailing and the ashes on the head.
Uh-huh.
They were kind of forced to repent. They had the ashes on their head after the towers fell, running in the streets.
So, okay. Okay.
Anyway, but did you have any thoughts or questions?
just want you to speak.
Okay. So what would you tell me? What would you like? And I mean, we're here at the Prophecy Conference,
yes.
And we were talking about the Shemitah, what's coming, and I mean, the overall thrust is, I mean, there's so much in this, and there's so much in the fact that the Harbinger is continuing. And so the overall thing, though, is that America is progressing to judgment. And if we do not turn, and if there's not a revival and repentance, we will see a judgment come to this nation. I believe it, a great shaking is coming. And, you know, we know in the Bible, in Bible prophecy, you know, America is not specifically mentioned. There are different, people have theories, but in some way, what is America has to, as the central head of nations, has to change. And as America is heading right now, the progression of the Harbinger that happened in ancient Israel is that if the nation doesn't turn back after the first shakings, there will come a second shaking, another shaking, until the nation either turns back to God or heads to its judgment. And so that is what we're watching. And I believe we are nearing that day. Now, there's a lot of things pointing to the Shemitah. It doesn't have to happen that way. We have to be careful about setting dates. But there are a lot of significant things there. But either way, we are heading more rapidly to judgment. And that is the warning of the Harbinger. I believe the Harbinger came out, again, just at this time, before these things would happen.
So like first time's increasing intensity.
Yeah.
And specificity.
Yeah,
is what
yeah.
You were saying.
Well, with the Shemitah, yeah, because for the first time what we were sharing today, I was sharing about, which I've never shared before, about how if you go back, you actually see signs of the Shemitah. But again, as you increase, as things get closer, because as America is turning rapidly from God, the signs get sharper and more exact. The last two were down to the hours. I mean, it's mind-boggling. The crash of the Wall Street happening on this ancient mystery that determined the hours. You know, so yes, we are increasing in specificity. Yes.
And one of the things that I really appreciated, and we actually read your book out loud to each other.
Wow.
And one of the things that I really appreciate about the way you close your book is a personal call of salvation.
Yes.
And if I can paraphrase, it's kind of like this isn't just about judgment to America,
right.
Although it is.
Right.
Also, the real thing
right.
is, where is your eternal destiny?
Exactly.
Where are you as an individual?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know, I mean, the whole point is that. I mean,
yeah.
You know, the point isn't to write an interesting book. The point is to get people saved. I mean, the Harbinger is for repentance, you know, for salvation and revival. You know, and so that's the ultimate thing. When people say, okay, is there judgment coming? Well, there's judgment coming anyway.
Yeah.
You know, everyone is going to stand before the Lord. There's a day of judgment coming. So whatever happens with America, that's small compared to the ultimate judgment. So the ultimate thing is to, you know, get right with God. And when people ask, you know, how can I be safe? What happens if, you know, this happens? Well, in Hebrew, the word for safety is Yeshua. And Yeshua is Jesus, and the whole point is get into Jesus, get into Him. You know, and you'll be safe. But
Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the
Almighty. That's right.
Jonathan.
Sorry, go ahead. I just wanted to point out in the 1607 when the cross and the 400th anniversary, it was also right prior to the 40th anniversary of Jerusalem.
Yeah, okay, yeah, 1967,
isn't
sure.
That interesting?
Yeah,
yes.
Yes, and
year.
Yes, yeah, and a Shemitah year on top of it. And yeah, you know, one of the things of linking that is, you know, the cross, and then he founded Jamestown after that cross.
Yeah.
The day that Jamestown, I mean, the original, the founding was actually May 14th, which is the founding of Israel.
Oh.
America was founded to be a new Israel.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, that's why I think there's a special link with this. It makes sense because if you have a nation that was founded to be a new Israel, the Puritans all said it, and actually we're going to have Hebrew as the main language, you know, they thought about it, you know, and we've been blessed as Israel has been blessed, we've been the most blessed nation on earth, then it makes sense, and we're turning away in the same progression as Israel is, calling evil good, driving God out of the culture, lifting up our children, to, you know, and sexual immorality. It makes sense that the same judgments that came upon Israel would also come upon America, the same pattern, and that's what the Harbinger is saying. The same pattern exactly has happened in the last days of Israel, and the warnings are happening in America. So it makes sense, and you know, you're kind of going to one of the foundations of this whole thing. There's a link even from the beginning.
Yes.
Jonathan, when the DNC had their convention and they booed God, even the title of God, and they still won the election, the Democratic Party.
Yes.
If that does not show
yes.
that we are on a beeline to destruction,
yes.
not
oh.
only do we not
yeah.
accept him,
yes.
that it has become not even acceptable to mention him without
yes.
getting booed.
Yes.
How
oh,
can
you're
we
right.
even bring, ask God for protection when we won't even give him respect in our own culture?
Yeah, well, that was amazing. That was the convention that won the election.
I know.
Where Jerusalem was booed and God was booed. You know,
and it's
it won.
Shocking. It's shocking.
It is, but you know, more shocking things are happening.
Yes.
We're watching again. This is the, you know, the thing that I mentioned tonight with the prophets, where the nation, the people who call evil what is evil good, they will call what is good evil. It's happening at the same time.
Yeah.
More and more, you know, things are evil set against God and believers in this country. There's more and more antipathy against believers
yeah.
and God. And so, but it's the same thing that happened in ancient Israel. It's happening now. And so, absolutely right. These are watersheds of judgment. Things we have never seen before. I mean, they're first. And you say, well, how can we accept? Well, I don't know that we can just pray for protection. We need to pray for repentance. With repentance, that's where you can have all the rest.
I agree. Yeah. And when you said that mocking God, I say, don't mock the rock. Because who is our protection?
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Jonathan, would you be willing to just address the audience and tell them, you know, how they could come to also
sure.
know you?
Sure. Sure. If you're listening and you're saying, you know, how can I be safe? Or how can I be saved? Well, that's the whole point. Listen, it's not so complicated. But the point is that no matter what happens in this world, and there are things coming, you are going to stand before God. And if you ask, how long do I have till the day of judgment? The answer is one heartbeat. You're one heartbeat separated from eternity. Think about that. That your whole life is hanging on this heartbeat that God gave you. And take that heartbeat as God knocking and saying, open up. So if you're not sure where you're going to spend eternity, it means you need to get in. And that's the call. This is from God to you. You're listening today. God has it as no accident. So I'm going to tell you very simply, Yeshua said you must be born again. Doesn't matter if you're Catholic, Protestant, Jewish. Doesn't matter how good or bad you've been. He said you must be born again. That is the open door. There's either heaven or hell. We're heading, if you're not born again, you're heading to eternal separation and judgment from God. But God loves you. He would even give his life for you if he could, and he did. That's the gospel. And so he's calling you by name. He's calling you as he called the apostles. Do not let this pass you by, because this is your moment. So let's pray right now. It'll be very simple. Just, you can repeat after me, but just mean it in your heart. And if you mean it in your heart, it's going to be the beginning of salvation and the greatest thing that could ever happen to you. So just repeat after me wherever you are. Lord God, I come to you now. I open my heart and I ask you for salvation. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for giving your life, dying for my sins, and overcoming death so I could be saved. I receive you as my Lord, my Savior. I'll follow you from this moment on. I repent and turn away from the darkness and from the sins in my life, and I turn to you. I'll follow you as you lead me. Lord, wash me, cleanse me, forgive me, come into my heart, and lead me. And I thank you that by your word, your promise, I can say I am received, I am blessed, I am cleansed, I am saved, I'm forgiven, I'm born again, and I'll be with you always. Lead me on as I follow you from this moment and all the days of my life. In the name of the Messiah, my Redeemer, Yeshua, amen. If you pray that prayer, it's the greatest thing you could ever do, and you can rejoice. It's the first step. And you need now start walking. If it's just a prayer, then it's just talk. Walk and God will change your life. Find other believers and start reading the Bible. God will speak to you through that word. And follow him day by day, and he's going to lead you from step to step, and it will transform your life. And congratulations.
Jonathan, I cannot thank you enough. I mean, I think you've changed many lives. We don't know how many each day that you do change, but all I can say is God has blessed us. And he has blessed you. And I thank you. And we all do.
Thank you so
much.
I
love you.
A blessing to be with you. Love you guys too.
Thank you. It was wonderful.